is part of the Podcast Your Scene Network. Visit us at www.podcastyourscene.com.
Yeah, the local media has an agenda that they're going to serve. I don't know who's in charge of it or what it is, if it's like a headless monster.
Why? This is a question.
Walking backwards. Yeah. Something sacred.
I don't know the names of the creep songs. Those
running in circles.
Just pop in and let play.
Sea of Glass.
The Flight and the Fall.
I love Ozzy. I think he's the true definition of a rock star. So care about
by your speakers. Anybody else have any interesting stories they don't want to come to tell?
This is Doug from After the Fall. Hey, this is John Lane from the thriving tropics of Leechburg, Pennsylvania.
The Pennsylvania Rock Show, featuring the best unsigned rock that Pennsylvania has to offer.
Let's go. Hey, it's Bill again. As I mentioned earlier, with me now is the real John Lane from Three Vultures. Is your dad in the room? Can he hear me?
Oh, no. He had to go back in his room and hide. He didn't want to hear us bash on him too hard.
I thought I heard someone chuckling in the background. That's why I asked.
Oh, no, it was just me chuckling to you.
So, new album is, I think, 8 tracks. Is
yeah, it's 8 tracks. Rebirth came out last Saturday. Pretty pumped. Got some good reviews so far.
I have Lady J working on a review. I have you lined up, and I have
Victor
Gann lined
up. Put her to work.
She's gonna do a review for. Did you have a chance to listen to Victor yet?
I haven't. No, you sent me that link, and then I was leaving campus there, driving home for my capstone presentation to come deal with more technology that I don't know anything about, apparently.
Well, when you get a chance, listen to it.
Yeah, I checked out my long 8-hour day at work between listening to podcasts and random things.
So tell me a little bit about what you've been doing since the last time you were on the show.
Oh, I don't even remember the last time I was on the show, but I've been finishing up my bachelor's degree in civil engineering technology, which tonight was my last night of actually doing anything school-related. Sunday I graduate, get to walk across the stage and try not to fall on my face. Other than that, I started working at a place called T-Square, where I do a lot of AutoCAD work right now. I'm going to be switching over to the structural analysis end of it, things here soon. We do telecommunication site like work, such as like towers and rooftops, where we do layouts for the antennas and design the mounts for them to hold the antennas. It's a cool place, small little place, T-Squared, Hermitage, PA. And then to wrap everything else up, I've been doing, you know, band stuff behind the scenes, all the real work behind it all. Right, music's the easy part, I swear. Putting together that album, I did all the artwork inside the booklet, taking different pictures and artwork that we've had along the ways, and trying to piece things together so that we could have a really nice layout for the album, getting it to look professional and getting it here on time for the show, as well as setting up the show, getting all the bands together, getting a set, which we played 2 hours, just about. So cracking down, doing some practicing as well. Just always on the grind, yes. Which, I mean, it was a successful show. A little less people than the last show we had down there, but, you know, it's December, Christmas right around the corner. And plus, it began to snow, so a few people dipped out, but I don't know what they're afraid of. It's Ohio. They should have seen snow before. But, I mean, that's what I've been up to.
So where can people get a hard copy of the album at?
Right now, you can get it from us, any show you come to, or if you hit me up on Facebook and source message me, I can probably send it your way, and we can figure something out. We're also working with CD Baby, the same place we do all our online stuff through. They're going to be doing physical copies through there on their store, and they're also going to be sending it out to a few different stores and see if we can get put out there. I'm not real sure how that process works completely, but I send some discs in for them so they can have the layout, even though I made it through them. Kind of confuses me, but hey, rules are rules, I guess. And then yeah, they're gonna send them out to different distributors that they have, and hopefully, you know, they put them in a couple stores. Otherwise, I know I'll probably have them in the local Lisbon stores at my mom's hardware store. I might take them down to my uncle's gas station down there, probably the tattoo shop right next door as well, just to have a few in store there. You never know who's gonna walk in, especially a tattoo shop. It seems to be a hit for our music.
So what's your website address?
3vultures.com. You know that. Come on.
Yeah, but
the people gotta know it, right?
Right.
Gotta get those visits up, man. I try to keep posting. I've been slacking. I'm starting to look like that old hill jack. I post as much.
Oh.
I'm gonna have to tell him how to open up his website here soon.
Speaking of getting the hits up, I checked the PA Rock Show today to see how many hits it had. 915,000 hits.
Wow.
For this year. That's
yeah, right.
That was my reaction. I was like, whoa, how did that happen?
Yeah.
You know, I usually tell them, oh, my websites get over a million hits, and they do combined. I might get a million on that one.
That's wow. I was trying to come up with a joke or something, you know, maybe it was dad clicking on a lot, but I doubt that even.
But right on. That, and then AK Music Scene is just under 500,000. And then I can't give you the stats for Podcast Your Scene because I combined it with a new domain. I can tell you what it was at before, right? I did it, and it was 110,000. And then the other one is buildthescene.com. And it has been active since October, and it has 50,000 hits. And considering I haven't really done any advertising, right, I will take that.
Let's see. I think I've only seen one or two things about it, and it was around October.
Yeah, when I first did it.
Right. That's how it always is, right? Full go. And then life happens a little bit.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, like, the idea behind it, if you go to it, it actually will show you posts from PARockShow.com, APROradio.com, FirstAngelMedia.com, right, PALocalBands.com. So it's basically just a one-stop shop,
right,
for the awesome, people that though. I've been working with in the scene. I have some other plans for it, but, you know, I've been a little busy.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
As I told Shannon earlier, I got some CDs from Jazz on at PA Rock Show 13, right, which was November 25th, and he gave me a DVD and two CDs. Mm-hmm. I watched the DVD that weekend, and I opened the CDs yesterday. Hey. And it made me feel really bad because he thanked me in the liner notes. He's probably waiting for me to tell him I saw it, and I didn't open it until yesterday.
I'll see there. Yeah, I started to type out thank yous, like just certain people on ours, and then I had a whole list, and you couldn't really read it, so I had to just go back and say thank you to everybody. We've been a.
If you're reading this,
yeah,
thank
exactly,
you.
Pretty much anyone, all Vulture culture out there. We've just been so lucky with everybody. Yourself, Steve over there from After the Fall. You know, the Hellfire Club's big support. We have a bunch of the Empire Concert Club up there. Those guys and many bands that we've met through them up there as well. They've just been so helpful. And even the local scene, we've seemed to. I don't know if we can say it's. We're the ones starting it, but it seems like there's an uprising in local music in Lisbon. Both the shows we've had have had more than 50 people at, and a small bar that only holds probably 90 people max. So it's pretty nice, especially this last time having two out of town bands and still having I don't know, we had around 75 to 85 people in there, and I thought it was pretty nice. Yeah, there's one band from West Virginia. Swamp Drag, and then the Gossamer Project, which is down
nice.
More towards like Stephenville, so they're almost in the border of West Virginia as well. So it's nice to actually see people come out and support music, and even for people that aren't local.
The idea behind right. Build the Scene is exactly that, Build the Scene. And you know, the more bands interact with each other and help each other and share shows, which is what you were just talking about, the better the scene's going to get.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what we try to keep do. We know people that helped us, done us in different things, and we keep that. So when it comes around, we can get a show together. We would like to help other bands out, also to bring them into new areas, and keep it a wide variety too. Not trying to bully people, not trying to make a small little clan. We like to open up, and especially with like having that show last weekend where we had two out of towners. That was great to have. I like to bring out of town guys in. And actually give them a crowd as well and open them up to new people. We love playing with certain bands a lot too, but at the same time, you got to keep a new, fresh show as well.
So I'm going to play Numb tonight. What? Can you tell me what it's about?
Oh, boy. It's pretty simple. I think, you know, the name pretty sums it up. Numb. It's just about being isolated and alone, and just feeling nothing and just really just miserable, kind of a real super depressing kind of thing. I mean, it's really all the lyrics to it and everything. And I, from what I've understood and how we've been talking about it and just reading the lyrics, which I think there's only like 10 lyrics to it, which surprised me because it's a long song and it's such a good song and it has so little words. But just talking about it in the feel and everything, it's just, yeah, just being about locked in your room and darkness and you're just afraid of light. Any shine of little light just really makes you squint and really hit with life, I guess. But it, man, it's a jamming tune. It seems to be the fan favorite right now so far. We've had a lot of good feedback from it. It's one of our favorites to play live. I know that. I love it because I mean, the way I play it too, the CD is sort of, but we also have other things that we do live we don't do on CD. And there's a cool little drum part that I usually do live that I have a lot of fun with. And usually when Austin does his little bass part, which I think you can hear that in the CD part before I come in, I usually like to run around the stage and throw stickers out or a t-shirt of some sorts and just interact with the crowd, get away from the drum kit a little bit, you know, show my real John Lane side, I guess.
Well, let me ask you this question since you brought that up. How often do you get up on stage with other bands and sing?
I don't think I've yet to do that, but I've got up on stage with other bands and played drums. Two other bands with the reggae punks. I think that's what it is, the name of the band. A couple guys from Green Jelly or Green Jello, however you want to call them. And I got to play the Three Little Pigs and the Bear song with them. I got to play the Three Little Pigs with them twice. Once at Chippers. Right.
Sit, yeah, you got to right back.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I've heard it, but I didn't know it well. And then a Bear song, I really didn't know.
Yeah, I knew that one.
As most probably did. I just got thrown up there. They're like, oh, you, you're a drummer, you'll learn it. Song. And then another time was with some of my friends in Highland Rose. And we did the grunge night with them up at Chippers. And afterwards, I don't even know, we played a couple just classic dad rock tunes. They start playing on guitar and they threw me on drums. So, I mean, got to play around on Jesse's kit too. So it was real nice.
Speaking of learning, since you mentioned that, Aiden is now up to 15 chords.
Yeah, so next week when he's up to like 20, I'm probably have to start slipping him a 16th percent or 16% of my like paycheck. He can start teaching me.
Yeah, I mentioned him earlier too. I went to see the Thieves. For those of you just tuning in, my 9-year-old son is learning guitar from Jeffrey DeFalco, who is the lead guitarist for the band The Thieves. And I've seen him play a couple times, but I went out and they played Kiss. They played a ton of AC/DC. They played, what else did I hear? The AC/DC and Kiss was
right.
Enough.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, they're playing some Ace or Paul, either one. I mean, they're simple, but same with AC/DC, simple, but they got some crazy solos and just such great way to learn guitar.
I'm trying to remember what else he played. But they're a great cover band. So if you're looking for something right to on. Do and you like covers, make sure you check out The Thieves. They have a show coming up. I want to say New Year's Eve. I can't remember
right,
where,
yeah.
though.
He led us to a river. We just don't know which
one. I led you to the water. Go drink it.
Oh, make you do work over here.
Okay. I'm going to find out since you, I'll probably, they have two Facebook pages. They have the Thieves, and then they have the Electric Thieves. And I bet it's on the one. Nope. I found it. I think, what's the date on this? This isn't the one I was thinking of, but I'll throw this one out there too. Saturday, February 24th, 8 to 11 PM. It is, the Washington Township Volunteer Fire Company. There's a 50-50. It's $20 to get in, but it includes the music, beer, mixers, and snacks.
Ooh, beer.
So, that's February 24th at Washington Township Volunteer Fire Company. I could have swore there was one in January, but maybe that was the one I was thinking of. Let me click on events. Let's see here. December 2nd at the Slow Walk Club. Nope, that's the one I went to. Slovak Club, by the way, in North Vandegrift. It's the first time I've ever been in there.
Wow, way to go.
I've lived within miles of it my whole life. Some old paneling on the walls, but a right cool on. Place. It was really big, and they had a built-in stage.
Oh, yeah.
And it was packed. I was impressed with the amount of people they drew.
Right on.
people were up and dancing and, you know.
Yeah, we need to push our way over more that way. Over in PA. Seems I went to a bar a couple weekends ago after my work Christmas party, and when there's a band in there called Deep Five, and they were a cover band. But yeah, people were pretty packed place, just a random weekend, and go up dancing and interacting. It's always nice to see. And every time we've been over in PA, we've had nothing but good times and a decent amount of people and interaction. It's great. It sucks when you play to a crowd, even if it's full and it's completely quiet. That's what was nice about last weekend. It was a little light on the people opposed to our first show in Lisbon, but man, they made up for it because they were loud and into it. It felt great.
You made me think of an article I read earlier. It's about the Misfits. They are playing some shows coming up here. And they are banning cell phones and recording devices. I think it's called Yonder, Yondr. It's a like when you come in, they put your phone in a case and they hand it back to you, but it's locked, so you can't get your phone. like you carry it around, it's on your person, but you can't. They have to unlock it for you to use it. And I guess Guns N' Roses used it on their last tour, and there were a couple other big name bands that had been using it. And they said that, like the musicians said, that it's more of an old school feel because the people are actually dancing and it seems like they're paying attention to you instead of right. trying to document it.
Yeah, which, I mean, it's sad that we have to force people to actually enjoy something they paid for. I don't like the idea that you have to do that. But at the same time, yeah, it's sad that we have to do that to get people to actually enjoy, like I said, what they're paying for and the music. And I mean, it's cool to take a couple videos, but I've never been one that sits there with my phone and videotapes every song or something. I might pick one I really love and get 15, 20 seconds of it or something and then just enjoy my night, I guess.
So we really haven't talked much about the album, and I'm looking at the time going, man, I need to get ready for bed. I'm old. There's more gray hair in my beard. I noticed it today.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's bad.
Not again, you were hair. Born in 94.
I know. And I'm probably just about like neck and neck with gray hair with you. I swear, I have a whole patch of gray hair in the right side of my head, and I have a few in my beard.
Well, then you might be. See, the advantage I have over you is that my hair, like, most of it is in my beard. My beard is like, well, you know, it's like a reddish blonde color. Right. So it hides it. I'm the only one that really notices it. Whereas you have dark hair in
it. Yeah, it's stick out. Like a thumb.
All right. So once again, Spotify.
Spotify. Where else? Should be on Pandora. There's iHeartRadio. Oh, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Apple Music. There's a bunch of other ones that are underground that I really don't know too much about, but everything the CD Baby has to offer, it's also on CD Baby and Bandcamp as well, and you could buy them both digitally on there. We have most of our links and everything up on Facebook too, so you can just go shopping around. yes, and the website, threevultures.com. It's got everything on there, as long as I remember it. I'm pretty good at that. I like to try to keep up to date with at least the shows and everything. If I don't post as much, but at least keep my, you know, the shows in between on the website itself, and then Songkick, which I use that through so that our concerts show up on Spotify. So if you follow us on Spotify, you can also follow where we're playing next. And I also like to keep up with posting. I'll post usually local bands, an album of theirs or a different one every now and again on there, because we can recommend bands. Sort of, it's like a one-liner type thing that we can add on there. Every 14 days, we can update it. So I like to try to keep other local bands in the loop. Because if you like our music, I like to recommend other local bands that you might like. They're all Three Vultures songs, right?
All right. Well, with that said, We're going to listen to Numb by Three Vultures and a couple other songs. Okay, now that I've mentioned everybody a gazillion times and John and I have talked about things that have nothing to do with music, we're going to call it quits for the week. You guys haven't heard from me in a while, and you're probably going, wow, I wish you would have stayed quiet. This has been the Pennsylvania Rock Show. My name is Bill, the real John Lane from Three Vultures.
Yeah! beyond this reckoning. Take this life and true meaning. Taught me well this grace you bring. Made me strong, my everything. And I found what life is meant to be. And I found its true meaning. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, I've got the time, give me a sign of true serenity. Moments we share, my heart, I swear, you completed. Beyond this reckoning, guided me right, made me believe. Through thick and thin, your soul I see. Raised me right, my everything. And I found where life is meant to be. And
Only time will tell if you look inside.